catching on Sunday.
Jim, what happened on the run defense?
Yeah, well, a lot of bad things. First of all, we were bad at all three levels. Let's put it four levels. We were bad at the defensive line. We were bad at the linebackers. We were bad in the secondary. And we were bad at the defense coordinator position. You know, and it wasn't just one thing in that game. You know, like there was crack toss, and one time we were short on all the blocks, and it got our edge. Next time they ran a crack toss, everybody overran it, overplaying for that, and the ball cut back on us. You know, we missed tackles in the back end. We didn't get off blocks in the front end. We were bad with leverage at times. Yeah, that was. There's a reason it looked so bad, and it's because we were so bad.
Say bad at the defensive coordinator position, do you mean scheme-wise or you mean the execution of it?
No, you know, I think, well, execution's not the defense coordinator. I think, well, I'm in charge of execution, I guess you'd say. Well, you would say. I think it's my job to find a way to put a fire out and to find something that when we're not having a great day, to be able to have a change-up somewhere. Unfortunately, my change-ups didn't work either. And it didn't matter. Like, our four-man pass rush wasn't effective. I'm going off of run defense. I'm just going to the game in general. But we got no sacks in the game. That's not us. We got to have pressure. Our front four has to carry us. We got good players up there, and they got to do it. When they're not having a good day rushing, our blitz package has to be able to come through. And we didn't, you know, we weren't successful in that. We had a couple plays we made in there, but not enough. You know, third down percentage means a lot for us. Couple of those drives. We had a chance. We had them backed up on a third down and nine. Did a good job in coverage. Got leaky in our pass rush. Quarterback scramble for a first down. You know, those things keep drives alive. If we're playing at our best, we're rushing the quarterback, we're getting off the field on third down, and we had opportunities to get off the field on some third downs. Started with the very first one of the game. There was no points in the drive, but I think that set the tone. We did a poor job in a blitz on that when they were able to throw the ball outside, convert it. We got him stopped later in that drive, but I think the damage was done there.
You mentioned the scramble on that third and eight or third and nine. Did you notice, was it a pattern that you had maybe a undisciplined pass rush?
I wouldn't call it undisciplined. I mean, those guys are trying to sack the quarterback, and we displaced him. Usually, as a general rule, you don't want quarterbacks escaping to their throwing hand side, okay? If they're going to escape, you want to try to dictate away, which we were able to do. But there was just too much air in there, and then we took a bad angle on the quarterback. We had a chance to get him down. Even after the D-line lost contain, we still had another chance to get him down and didn't get it done. I thought that was a critical play in the game. We have to play that better. We got to get pressure with our front, and then we have to be able to match coverage in the back end and keep that quarterback on the clock.
There's a great disparity between what you guys have done in the first half and the second half. Even in this last game, you guys were better just in terms of keeping points off the board. Is there something about your scheme, the way you call the game, that lends to playing from ahead?
Yeah, I don't know if it lends from playing from ahead. I mean, it's always easier to play with the lead. I don't know how to read that, to tell you the truth. I mean, I think you can look at it. You can look at it a lot of different ways. You can be positive and say, yeah, we've made some adjustments. We've been able to, you know, put some fires out, even though I don't think that was the case against the Redskins. I think that, you know, even though we were able to hold the score down in the second half and give us a chance, we didn't play our best football. I think that was obvious. But then if you want to look at it negative, you can say, hey, we've given up some plays early and had fires to put out. So, you know, we need to strive to be more consistent. And like I said, that goes for all three levels of the defense. It goes for coaching as well. Yeah, penalties have cost us 8 points the last two games. Both of them have been on Fletch, who's one of our better players. You know, if we don't learn from them, we're doomed to repeat those mistakes. And, you know, we had Detroit held to a field goal attempt, and we had Washington held to a field goal attempt, and we got penalties on both plays on roughing the quarterback. You can't hit the quarterback high. I mean, I get it. You're reaching out, and you end up grabbing a face mask or something like that. And you got to get off of it quick. We know there's a strike zone on the quarterback, and as much as we want to get after the quarterback and we want to affect his throws and we want to get sacks, you can't hit him in the head. You can't hit him with your head. And you know, it's a strike zone. It's tough for those big guys, but we got to do it. It's cost us a couple offsides penalties that put us behind the eight ball. You know, it's tough to play a first and five. You know, they got three downs to gain 5 yards. That's a hard way to start a drive. And those are certainly issues that we need to do better. When we were playing our best early in the season, we weren't getting very many fouls. We weren't taking many penalties. And the last couple games in particular, we've taken way too many. We got to get it.
Frustration line affected without Benny Logan in there.
Benny was playing well. One of the few guys in this game we had that was playing well, Benny was. It'll be more reps for guys like Bo, and then maybe even a little bit more on a guy like Fletch. You know, we'd like to rotate those guys as much, but sometimes you're not able to. And then a guy like Destiny, who's been a part-time player and has made a couple plays, but also he's given up a couple. He needs to be more consistent. We've also used some defensive ends inside the rush on third down. That helps alleviate a little bit. You got a follow-up?
Yeah. The Fletcher thing, do you see that? I mean, you know, they're ganging up on him every week. Do you see those penalties as kind of the offshoot of a guy fighting so hard just to get to the point?
I think you might be able to say that against Detroit. I mean, he had a hold of the guy's jersey, was spinning him around. He's just reaching to grab. He's not trying to grab a face mask there. I mean, you know, I think that just falls into stuff happens. But when you're free coming around the edge, our defensive end did a good job shaving the end, and he's coming. That's a situation that every defensive lineman ends up in. I don't think it has anything to do with him being doubled or him trying to be extra. He's trying to get to the quarterback, but you can't go low. You can't hit him in the head. You can't hit him with your head, with the crown of the helmet. You just, you know, we just got to get his head out of it.
Of finally getting there after fighting through so much, do they get too eager? Do they get too?
Buck fever. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. We got to be more disciplined. Penalties of, you know, that again. I think that was part of our formula in the first three games. We weren't penalized very much, and these last couple games, we need to take that off our resume, so to speak.
You need to see it outside any to kind of get them away from them.
Well, you know, if you watch our All-22, which I know a lot of you guys do, you'll see him aligned out there a decent amount of times, just in our rush package and some of our blitz packages, some of the matchup stuff. He's a defensive tackle, but there are some change-ups where we move him around a little bit.
What do you need to see out of your linebackers relative to what you got, particularly on Sunday?
With what?
Your linebacker group.
I think just every week it's the same thing. Those guys need to fill gaps in the run game. They need to take good angles and play to pass. I think the challenge this week is Rudolph, the tight end. He might not be their leading receiver, but he's a security blanket for the quarterback. All good tight ends are. And catches a lot of balls over the middle. And a lot of those matchups are going to be linebacker matchups. I mean, there's going to be some safeties involved also. But it's not just going to be stopping the run. They're going to have to do a good job playing the inside passing game. And we just like, again, we need to redeem ourselves from last week when it comes to linebacker play, from some angles and some missed tackles and some bad technique. We shouldered too many blocks in the run game. And as a result, those guys are just going to grab you. I mean, you guys know there's holding on every play. But if you give them a chance to get their arms and hold you, it's your own fault. You know, we can't blame anybody but ourselves. When you go up and just stick a shoulder in, you're going to stick the blocks. We got a hat in hands. When we did it well, but we didn't do it enough, and we need to see more of that.
You mentioned tackles. How do you correct that issue during the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of it begins with angles. And when your angles are good, you don't miss very many tackles. And our angles weren't very good. And I think the other part of it in this game, and again, one of our failures in this game, is we let one play affect the next. And I think that in the first three games, even parts of the Detroit game, we didn't let a bad play affect our next play. And I referenced one of the tall sweeps. We were short on the block. And then the next play, we came up, and everybody overran it, and the ball cut all the way back on us. In other words, we overcorrected. And, you know, guys were trying, rather than just doing their job, you know, the oldest adage in the NFL, do your job. I think we got guilty of trying to cover up and trying to do a little too much. They need to, just concentrate on theirs and good tackles. And, like I said, it wasn't just linebackers. Our DBs didn't tackle very well. And, you know, some of those runs that in the past might be an 8-yard run, all of a sudden were breaking us for 29 and 45 and stuff like that. And, you know, we got to get those guys down.
Do you think you were prepared? And I asked that because Benny on the radio said that he didn't even think that number 32, Rob Kelly, was on the scouting report. I mean, I'm sure he was, but did you think that the guys were probably prepared for what they threw him a run? Because there was a lot of run plays that they threw at you.
Yeah, no, I don't think there was no new runs that they ran at us. You know, they ran the inside zone weak or the zone stretch weak, the zone stretch strong. They actually did a fairly decent job of stopping the zone stretch strong. The zone stretch weak was a problem for us, crack toss. You know, they were all plays we were prepared for, but practicing and preparing for them and talking about them and going on the practice field, that doesn't mean anything if you don't do it on Sunday. We didn't do a good enough job on Sunday. R. Kelly was on the scouting report.
Connor leads the team and leads the defensive lineman and snaps play, I believe, his 9 tackles and a sack. Is he doing things well that aren't showing up?
Yeah, you know, I think he played, like a lot of our other guys, didn't play his best game this last game. He's a guy that can probably benefit from lesser reps and have maybe more production with lesser reps. We've been talking about that. It's just tough in game situations when you're not doing well. Everybody starts pressing. You start trying to do too much. Maybe that includes playing too many reps. Connor's a good player when he's fresh and going, and he's no different than the rest of our guys that way. But, you know, I don't think we're not disappointed in him.
How up to that, Jim? I mean, last week you kind of talked about getting Vinny Curry more playing time. Is that something you can see when it comes to the rotation at that spot?
Yeah, I mean, I just think in the Detroit game, I think he played 18. It just wasn't enough, and we didn't get a lot of chances to rush him inside, and you know, and some of those drives were long. It was harder to get substitutions and different packages they were using. Every game's going to be different as far as number of reps that guys play, but just as a general rule, you know, it wasn't just Vinny, it was Bo. We needed to play those guys a little bit more. You know, I think he certainly played a lot more in this last game. You know, he's one of our better players. He's going to have to be productive, and we got to find a way to get those guys on the field.
How's the quarterback that you're going up against, Jim? What have you seen from what he's done in Minnesota so far, and what's going to be key for you guys?
You know, I think a little bit like, you know, with you look at the success. I mean, their numbers aren't going to boggle you offensively, with the exception of turnovers. I think they have one turnover all in the year. Is that right? Just one?
The defensive player actually
had a turnover. Right. So, I mean, there's no interceptions, and that goes a long way. But you look at their you know, stats across the board, they're not rushing for a very big average. I mean, I don't know if you would expect losing Adrian Peterson. But the quarterback's completing a lot of passes, a real high completion percentage. You know, they're not afraid to, you know, take a check down. You know, they haven't made very many mistakes, and I think that has led, and as well as their defense is playing, that's been a good formula for those guys. You know, I think a lot goes into that. We got to find ways to take their security blankets away, make them be more aggressive in attacking the defense, and then also it would help, you know, you make them play from behind. All those things would go together, and they haven't done that this year. They've done a good job of playing from ahead, and, you know, takeaways mean a big thing. You know, the one that we had in that game, as poorly as we played against the Redskins, that one big play takeaway kept us in the ball game. You know, we need to find a way to get more of those, not just takeaways, but some lost yardage plays and being after the quarterback. He's not the most mobile guy in the world. Everybody understands that. You know, so I think there's some opportunities for us to be able to stay after him.
The 4 months you guys in practice, does that offer insight that you don't get on the field?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, I think you could probably look at it the other way. I mean, he's in a new offense. He's in a different offensive scheme. So as much as we know his skill set, I mean, it doesn't take 4 months to know that Sam's not a scrambling quarterback. I mean, newsflash. But he's a good pocket quarterback, and he's a very accurate passer. I mean, we saw that in training camp. You've seen that from these things. I think you could probably even look at it the other way. He had 4 months to look at us, you know, and we haven't changed schemes. We're going to have to do a little bit with some of our calls and change some of them up because, you know, training camp time, everybody's, you know, listening to the words that the offense and the defense says. Everybody's competitive. You know, there's a little bit of insight, but I think that works both ways.
They haven't run the ball very well, but they're still running a lot. How does that impact the play action as far as you guys having to be aware of it?
Well, I think that has been. I think that's a defensive coach's mentality as a head coach. They've just stayed committed to it. It's opened up some tight end stuff in the passing game, and, you know, it's also, you know, probably helped their defense out a little bit. I think that all probably goes into it. But after watching us on film last week, they're gonna test us. I mean, I don't care if they're averaging 1 yard a rush. You watch what we did on film last week. You know, they're in their game plan saying right now we're gonna run it 65 times, and it's our job to make sure that they don't have success doing that. And if they're not having success doing that, then it's not opening up the play action game, and it's also not slowing down our pass rush. And, you know, a lot of that comes from, you know, that's our responsibility.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. All right, guys.